Middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Vav, middle of the halacha. So, what type of objective is one allowed to speak about on Shabbos? Sif Yud Beis, on bottom page 198. Says Mechaba Mutta Lahachis B'Shabbos Alaveda. It's permitted to announce on Shabbos regarding a lost object. I feel even if something that's forbidden to move. Hagosah Jama Mutta Lahater Chermei Tzibur B'Shabbos. Permitted to permit those things that were charamim. Forbidden things of the community on Shabbos. I think it's in to the Kuf Omer Aleph. I'm pishing on Tzar Shabbos, even though it's not for a Shabbos need. Since it's a day of gathering, for the community, that's when people get together on Shabbos, have a kiske rabbin, so it's considered like community needs. The Shadla Dababam says the argument that you're allowed to speak about them. Abba Patramo continues, says, Imachrim b'Shabbos, but we cannot make a cherim on Shabbos. Kima Dobish for Tzar Shabbos, only something that's for a Shabbos purpose, as a good in Perichav Gim. It says Mishabur, Sim Cotton. Memchast. Chaber said that you're allowed to be make an announcement on Shabbos alaved on a lost object, meaning shemish yideba. Whoever knows regarding it, yovah biyakin should come and tell that Shabbos alaved the mitzvah, because returning a lost object is a mitzvah. But leimel lemish yideba min the shishaven, and to know regarding someone that knows regarding it that he should return it. Gamzil b'chalal chavtishmaim. That's also included in the objectives of heaven. B'sharin if it's permitted. V'nogel lahachre is gam alaved is in Yehudi, and the custom is even to make the announcements even for a non-Jewish lost object, and Midar Hashem, because ways of peace. When Malkum Zakon, end of it, it would be danger not to pursue the Tashari. Obviously, that's permitted. Because Achrim Nachrim, right? To Huad, then the same thing is the Mutla Hakas B'Shabbos Lagneva. The one is allowed to make announcement on Shabbos regarding things that were stolen. Siv Kotten Memtes. And Afilah B'Chulah, even if it's something that you're not allowed to remove. Shalayuch Lameshav Hashmayim, where the guy cannot even return it today. Falach, even so, Mutla is permitted. They lefarsim in Mishabbos, so that to publicize it on Shabbos, Shuzman Kanufil Rabbin, because again, it's when people get together, it's the opportunity that we have to get everyone together and hear regarding people's lost objects. Sivkot Nun. And the Ramah brought that it's permitted also to be Mater Chermei Tzibur on Shabbos. Well, then same thing is in the Duba Chaloy, meaning that like the community ostracized someone. You allowed to permit and him to come back to the community. Same thing is, let's say, in the Duba Chaloy, if they excommunicate him in a dream. But Tivin Le B'Shabbos, then the Dayanim could permit it for him. That need on Shabbos. The Sarek Shabbos is considered a community, a Shabbos need. The Lelishtai Binadui, that it shouldn't remain in his state of excommunication, even though it's not even for a Sarek Shabbos. Since the day is a day of Kenufil Rabbim, so Sivkot Nanav, Havaki Iskir Rabbim, is considered like a community need that you're allowed to speak about. The Mashmah sounds like Dimla Tarek Yachid, that if it's actually for an individual need, Lahatullah, Mashachrim Matzibur, to permit for him what the community had ostracize a hymn. Oh, you also be forbidden because Shaylon Tzarek Shabbos if not for Shabbos need. I have a master because of Bedig Abayis B'Shem Rebbein Yeruchim, but he writes in the Bedig Abayis Rebbein Yeruchim B'Chim Etshuvas or Ashba Chehubel Kaman B'Seyers of Sim B'Shem Mimalv. Master sounds like that the B'Seyers of Holz that fill the Tzarek Yachid even if individuals need Matim later permit for B'Shem the B'Chol, because in the weekday the Yechul Kabbat I call B'Kal Shaytir, like it's not easy to gather the community so that they should permit for him to come back to the community. That's how the later authorities are inclined for that to what halacha should be. Because the Bach says Siman Shin Zayin the Mashanoigim Bayiridim. This to the custom is when there is the fear, Shamish Kormit Liksav, that the attendant reads from the writing Mishum Mukhram Mishum Chavayisav, whoever is excommunicated because of his debts. Havakis Kiram. That's also considered like community needs. That's permitted to be said on Shabbos. The lulu is that because if not for this, so in the sudden nachleves, people would lose the debts that are owed to them. Chomasim out and all the business transactions. And therefore, there's no power for any halachic authority to nullify this. Because they already had the custom to be lean regarding this in front of many great Torah giants. Sivkat nun pays. But the Rama said, "Abul v'chulu, you cannot make a chayim on Shabbos only if something that's tzarich Shabbos." Magram proves the din chayim at tadasai. No, it's not true. Making the excommunication and permitting it, which we said is allowed, Shabbat is the same. That if an individual is forbidden to excommunicate him, if he violates the sin of Lishon Chil Shabbos, unless he desecrated the Shabbos, that becomes a Shabbos, then it's like for a Shabbos need. So if it's mutter, but for a community, so then it's, if it's for a community need, then it's permitted. If it's not for Shabbos need. If they're not going to excommunicate them on Shabbos, they're not going to gather in another day, and then the idea will not materialize. And the Sevil Rabbi is inclined, that even for the purposes of the community, Shabbos is not worthy of excommunicating on the day of Shabbos, because that's the day that the word blessing is mentioned. And if it's not appropriate to start doing things opposite of blessing, The widespread custom is to be lenient, to make charamim on Shabbos. A sage could excommunicate on Shabbos for his honor some in the middle of the whole community. A guy degrades the Talmud Chacham. He's allowed to put the guy in nidui on Shabbos itself. Sif Yid Gimel. To make an announcement on Shabbos regarding sold property, that whoever has any rights and he leans on this property, Yov Yagrid should come and tell. If not, Yabbat Schus is going to lose his right. That says, Machapa, also that's forbidden. Hagar says, Ramah, it's also forbidden to make announcements regarding wine on Shabbos. That's like business transactions, says my real endeavor, that's forbidden. Says the Mishmur Siv Kotten Nun Gimel, that Lahachas B'Shabbos to announce on Shabbos on regarding sold properties. So that's forbidden. But to make an announcement that there's a house to be sold, or lahaska, or to be leased, because Tantanita and Constantinople, Neugen Heter, there the custom is to permit, as the Sharatzin Ois Memav says, and their reason is because it's considered Tzarech Rabim, people need apartments, people need homes. He says it's forbidden. Even for, let's say, it's for the shul property, or for orphans, even then, you're not supposed to make announcements regarding availability of properties on Shabbos. Siv Katan Nun Dalet. But regarding talking about properties that are being sold, to say whoever has rights should come and say, so, and Siv Katan Nun Dalet Lav, if not Yabbat B'chulu, if not he's going to lose his rights, that said Mechabe, that's forbidden. Now, Davka B'chiyagab Nasa, specifically in such a case, that's forbidden. Why? That's like making a judgment, a court case, which is forbidden to be done on Shabbos. So this is similar to that. But if a person just makes an announcement unspecifically, whoever has any rights, whoever has any liens or whatever, Yavav Yakut should come and tell. Even though there's an institution in the town, Shimla Yakut, if he doesn't say Batla Schus, he loses his rights. However, since he's not saying that explicitly, so it's not like doing a din tayr, and therefore that would be permitted. Initially, one should not do this either. It's like a weekday speech. But if there is such a place that has such a custom, then we don't protest. Because there is room to say that it's like a community needs. But it's a wondrous thing to allow such a thing on Shabbos. Rama said it's also forbidden to make an announcement regarding wine on Shabbos because it's like making like transactions. What does it mean, announce wine? Like, did to let it be known, shesh itzel plain the yain limkor, that the Yankala Moshkevitz has a van for the Heilige Yom Tov and Pidim came to that to say that by that guy has wine to sell. That's forbidden to say. Because Mokin Vrum writes, Davka Mokin Shechich Yain Tov, and not specifically in a place where this is found to be a lot of wine. But if it's hard to get wine, Havachrasa Al Yain, so then the announcement regarding wine is a Tzorich Mitzvah. So that people can have wine for Kiddush. Which the Sharatin Lesnar of Gimel says regarding other beverages, it's obvious this guy has cocktails, this guy has whatever. For sure that's us, said Magen Avraham. It's not a Dvar Mitzvah. Now, the Eli Rabbi writes that even if he doesn't need a Kiddush, however, it is a Terech Shabbos, it is a Terech Rabbim, says the Sharatin Lani is Daiti, the halachas with the Magen Avraham, because by wine, it's recognizable to everyone that it's a Terech Mitzvah. But Stam Mashka, Stam announcing that this guy has cocktails for Purim, so that would be a Zalus L'Shabbos, it's degrading for Shabbos, and not allowed. Says the Mishmur further, he says, Mekamakam, however, Asa L'Hazkir Schum Mekach. However, it's forbidden to mention he says $10 a bottle, that's forbidden B'chol Gab in all situations, Kanabas of Gimba Go, like I already mentioned this. But Ashal Kasav and Ashal writes, the Yach is Kredim Baruch Hu, that they should make the announcement before Baruch Hu, so it's not yet Shabbos. The Mishach Ha'lach is Adach HaBaruch Hu, if I got to make an announcement until after Baruch Hu, then, as a continue to Mebez, L'Hazkir Schum Mekach, then they should not mention the amount of how much the purchase price is. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 51. So he brought the Bach that says that the Shamash would announce by the fear that it's like because of Iski Rabim to whoever is in Chayim Weber because didn't pay up his debts. Now, even though regarding the Issa of reading Shtar Hedyot is reading regular mundane documents, the Bach writes that it's effective, this Heter, and he also permits because of laws, In Trubis Abach, he adds on, you don't have to be concerned that maybe the Shamash is going to erase what the Dayan had written, because that's not in his rights, and also because he's afraid of the community that he's in front of. So he's just addressing the other question. Forget about the Tzarchi Rabim idea, the Mechamemka idea, but then you have the problem with Shtori. It is that he says not a problem. Dish number 52. So he said that Eli Rabbi says not kedai even the Tzarchi Rabim to put some chayim on Shabbos, because Shabbos it says bracha and you shouldn't do the opposite of that. So to this day we have the minig not to make kiddush levana on Shabbos and Yom Tov, even though with the evidence if a person has to, you do. Ben Ish Chai explains it's because in Kiddush Levana we curse our enemies. We say the pasuk Tipol Aleim Amasav Afachad, and just like we don't make a cheirim, we don't put someone excommunicated on Shabbos Yom Tov, so too we don't curse them also. Regarding the punishment of Bezdin, the Rama writes in Simon Shalamatez that they don't punish on Shabbos. Mishmaru, but they write that's learned down from the pasuk Leisavari H, and brings it with the other reason the Sefer Achinuch, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to honor this day of Shabbos that everyone should have menucha, and even the sinners and those who are guilty, and again therefore we don't do things opposite of that. Dish number 53, we said that a Talmud Chacham could put someone in Chayim on Shabbos for his own honor. So if someone hears someone mentioning God's name in vain from his friend's mouth on Shabbos, that he has to put him in Chayim, as brought in the Gemara in the Dom, the Vazayim of Beis, Pesach Advei writes that permitted to put him in Chayim on Shabbos, because most places can permit to make a Chayim on Shabbos, and also the one who's Mezals in the cover of a Talmud Chacham. Dish number 54, we said that make an announcement on wine, if it's very little wine, that's considered Tzarech Mitzvah for Kiddush. Now, even though it's not really dignified for the shul to make announcements regarding what people have to sell, even during a weekday, so Trubis Rav Palm writes that still, since the purchasing is for Tzarech Mitzvah, so the announcement is considered like Tzarech Mitzvah, and even though the intent of the seller is to make money. Now, based on this, he permits to sell Svarim, Sifri Kiddush, to make announcements during the weekday on that he's selling his Svarim and shul, because they're buying them to do a mitzvah with them. And he adds on from the Trubis Rav, you see that even when the thing that's being sold is not a Dvar Mitzvah, if it's a Tzarchi Rabim, then it's considered as it's selling as like a mitzvah, and therefore they did not make it forbidden to announce the basic necessities regarding selling these homes and these properties.